Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're going through some difficult times. We all know this. COVID is coming in. It's into its sixth month now here in the United States. People are angry at each other. They're frustrated with this whole thing. And we're trying to fight back, right? We're fighting back against politicians. We're fighting back against people that we don't agree with. We're just fighting a lot of different areas right now. And we're fighting with people that we probably love because of some disagreements we have along the lines of how things are being handled and some decisions that are being made. I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that most of that fighting doesn't really get you anywhere. You fight, we argue, we make good points, but yet we don't really change people's opinion very often. That's a really hard thing to do. We're not successful in helping them see the light or see things our way. They've got their heels dug in. We probably have our heels dug in. It just doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense to fight that battle all the time. And what if instead we just let go? What if you just simply surrender to what is and we stop trying to fight things, especially those things that you really can't influence? And, you know, and that means surrendering animosity towards other people, right? Because other people are going to make you angry and provoke negative emotions if you let them. But if you choose to let go of it, then it doesn't have the same effect on you. Think about a loved one that you're not talking to or an issue that you've had. What if you just surrendered that emotion and said, it's okay. It is what it is and I can't control it. I'm just going to let it go and don't let it enter your mind. And when it does enter your mind, just again, give yourself permission to simply let go and surrender. And what if while you're at it, you let go of the need to be right and impose your viewpoints on other people? Okay. Again, if you didn't do that, you'd probably be okay. Right? You might be a much happier person as a result of it. If you're an activist and your job is to influence others, then I get it. But for most of us, it's just these personal conversations that we have with friends and family members around certain topics. And if we know we don't agree, what if we just surrendered to it and said, okay, it is what it is. Let's move forward. And then ask yourself in every situation, is it possible for me to change this person's mind? The answer is yes. Okay, go for it. But if the answer is no, don't try because it's going to end up creating resentment. But this concept of surrender is something that I think we can benefit from a lot right now. You know, when you're getting frustrated or overwhelmed from the news, just surrender to what is. Okay, you can't fix it. You can't change it. If there's nothing you can do, just let go. Focus your energy somewhere else. Stop fighting. Start surrendering. And it's just a very simple way to relax yourself, to feel better about things, and just to be, right? If you can surrender all that negative energy, if you can surrender to what is, and if you can just get to that point of being, you'll be much happier. You'll have better days. You'll sleep better at night. Everything will just work a little bit better for you. Can you do this 24/7? Probably not, because most of us aren't robots. But when you catch yourself going there, when you find yourself getting negative, when you find yourself reliving a fight or an argument that you've had with somebody and it just keeps coming up for you, just let it go and surrender and be okay with it. And maybe even forgive the person. You don't have to do it physically. You can just do it in your mind. Just let things go and you will be amazed how much weight comes off your shoulders as a result. You know, sometimes therapeutically, people like to write things down. Right. If you want to forgive someone and write a letter and even burn the letter and not send it to them, that's great. But the physical act of going through it is going to help you, right? Because you get rid of all that resentment. You get rid of all that toxicity that you're keeping inside by simply surrendering. Just let it go. There's all kinds of books on the subject. There's a guy named David Hawkins, Dr. David Hawkins, who wrote something amazing about this concept of surrendering. But it is just an empowering thing to do. And it's something that will make you feel so much better. And it's so, so simple. Just release whatever it is, let it go, take a deep breath, and move forward with your life. It's that simple. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they could pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, I just want you to identify one or two items, one or two things in your life that are bothering you. Maybe it's an argument you had with a loved one or a friend. Maybe there's some issue that you're having at work with somebody that you feel animosity towards. Just take a step back and forgive them, forgive yourself, and basically surrender to it. And just be and let it go. And once you go through the first thing, look at the second thing in your life. Those things that give you anguish, that make you angry, those things that you relive, the stories you tell yourself or that you have in your brain over and over again. Let them go. Let go of the anger. Let go of the resentment. Just methodically look at each one of those things in your life and just let it go. And just close your eyes and envision whatever the issue is just kind of floating away in the air and then move on. It is such a powerful thing for you to do. It will make you feel so much better. And it's so, so simple.